southwest.
Thank you, Simon. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 1st of May. There are warnings of gales in Bailey, Faroe, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low southeast Iceland, 996, expected Norwegian Basin unchanged by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sirra, southerly 4 to 6, veering westerly 5 to 7. Rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. South at Sirra, southerly 3 to 5, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, fog patches in 40s, good, occasionally very poor in 40s. Tyne, Dogger, south veering northwest later, 3 to 5, showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, south veering west or northwest later, 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, east veering southwest later, 3 to 5, showers, good. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming northeast later, 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic, 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, showers, mainly good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, west or northwest 4 to 6, showers, fog patches at first in Malin, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Malin. Hebrides, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north. Showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Bailey, west or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Faroe, Faroes, west or southwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Showers, fog patches in Faroe, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Faroe. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by north, 2. Mist, 3 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Stornoway, west 3, recent drizzle 16 miles, 1,015, steady. Lerwick, west-southwest 5, fog 300 metres, 1,012, falling. Lucas, west 3, 15 miles, 1,016, falling more slowly. Bridlington, west by south 1, 1,018, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 2, 2 miles, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 4, 2 miles, 1,018. Jersey, east by south, 3, 27 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast, 4, 2 miles, 1,017. Scilly Automatic, northeast 4, 12 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Valentia, east-northeast, calm, 14 miles, 1,018, now rising. Ronald's Way, northwest by north, 2, 14 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Malin Head, west 3, 5 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 1st of May. The general situation, a cold front moves southeast across the northern waters, bringing some rain or showers for a time, while a low over Fitzroy pushes showers into the southwest. High pressure will then build from the west through Friday, bringing settled conditions. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, 2 to 4, veering northwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, 3 to 5, veering west or southwest, 2 to 4 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Isle of Man, variable 2 or 3, becoming northwest 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. North or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches in North Channel at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in North Channel at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in west. Showers, drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Occasional rain and fog patches, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Finally, Shetland Isles, west or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, then mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And I'll just repeat that general synopsis at midnight. Low southeast Iceland, 996, expected Norwegian basin unchanged by midnight tonight. And that's the end of the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for Prayer for the Day with Michael Kelly.
Good morning and happy May Day. This is traditionally a day dedicated to workers, in which we give thanks for the hard toil of those whose work, though often unseen, makes our world a better place and enhances our lives. In the Christian tradition, today is the feast day of St. Joseph the Worker, the foster father of Jesus. St. Joseph has frequently been depicted in art and history as a carpenter, patiently working with his hands to carve things of immense beauty. The Greek word used in the New Testament is tekton, which we usually translate in our English Bibles as a carpenter. But the scholars tell us that a better translation might be as an artisan. I was never any good at woodwork when I was at school. I would marvel as other students would make coffee tables, chessboards, houses for their dogs, and other useful works. All I could ever seem to manage at the plane and the lathe was a few wonky key rings, which I still have. I wonder how many of those coffee tables are still standing. We live in a time where the future of work is uncertain. Economic challenges bring fear of unemployment. But the growth of artificial intelligence, AI, with confident predictions that we will all be replaced by robots one day, brings with it fresh anxiety. The artisans of old, like St. Joseph, put their intelligence at the service of others, crafting beautiful items for people to enjoy. This morning I pray that intelligence, whether that of my fellow men and women or artificial intelligence, will be at the service of the common good and our whole human family. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Michael Kelly. It's 6:15 and now Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Hello. UK vets say it is time to ban farrowing crates, the restrictive pens that sows are kept in for up to 5 weeks when they give birth to piglets.
We're concerned that the crates are so small that they inhibit the sow's ability to perform natural behaviours, such as moving freely and turning around. And we're concerned that the crates prioritise piglet health over sow welfare.
We'll have more from the British Veterinary Association a little later. First, though, UK farmers could be missing out by not growing more pulses. We're discussing pulses, the dried seeds from plants like beans, lentils and peas all this week. Most of the pulses we buy in the shops are grown overseas. They're a valuable source of protein, and there's a growing demand for protein-rich products from groups including runners, gym-goers, as well as vegans. So could UK farmers